All right, Malls, how's it going today?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to, everywhere I go now, I think that I'm trying to look for things to bring forth to the podcast.
So that's a thing.
Right, and the more people I talk to about it, they're like, oh, so that's a thing. I'm like, yes, that is a thing. Thank you. So
nice. That's awesome. That will be many episodes then. That's great.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, what did you find for us this week? What bougie thing did I find?
So I was, something had come to my attention about, I was looking and I thought, you know, when I saw, I don't know if it, you get out there and there's these designer jeans that are out there.
Sure.
You know, we always talk about, oh, you know, old people are like, you have holes in your jeans.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, thanks, Linda.
Did you pay for that?
Yeah.
Or did you cut it yourself?
Like, you know, and I think we've taken it a little too far. I saw a while back there was these designer jeans that were out there and like basically the entire front was cut off of them. They were just seams down the side. And I thought about trying to talk something along those. It's ridiculous. And I thought about trying to talk about that, but our listeners can't see what I'm discussing.
Sure.
So it's a little hard for them maybe to, you know, talk about some of these ugly fashions.
Right. Like, I can picture it. But I've never seen them myself. I can picture it.
I almost need flashcards to show you.
Yeah, right.
Like, this is what we're doing here. So so then I was thinking, okay, so what am I going to do? What am I going to bring for the podcast? And, you know, you scroll through social media and it's that situation where all of a sudden it's like your phone can hear you or they know. And I was scrolling through Facebook and all of a sudden I see a sponsored ad, because mind you, this is not something that I would choose to subscribe
to. Sure.
And I see a sponsored ad for a high-heeled Croc. Yes. A Croc.
I have to say, first off the bat, I am not a fan of the Crocs. I know many people love them and they're super comfy, but it is not my style.
I think they look adorable on children. My knee, adorable. Like, they're just, their little feet and these little shoes, and they get muddy and you wash them off and they can be
sensible.
It's sensible. Yeah. It's fine. Adults, why do we need to put our shoes in the dishwasher? I don't understand what it is. And I get, you know, hospitals and doctors and things like that. But, you know, you can't wear Crocs at hospitals anymore because they pose a risk and there's the holes in them. And what are the holes for? Like, it's rubber. I don't get it. It's just, and then they started where you could put, and this was a trend a while back. You could put like bling in your Croc holes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen those. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, so there was a high-heeled Croc and I thought, Lord, we've taken life too far.
Okay. Can you kind of describe it a little?
I'm going to try. So it's like a wedge heel.
So it's like
a strappy sandal. So you put your foot in. It's a sandal. And there's a wedge rubber, basically, heel. And mind you, the whole shoe is rubber as well. And you put your foot in there. And all I can think is, I would slide right the fuck out. Because your feet get sweaty. You can't wear socks with Crocs.
Just because it rhymes doesn't
mean. And where are you wearing these high-heeled Crocs?
I don't,
because like, I would see them as like wear to the beach type shoe, or
you
like
can walk in,
know
the
what
sand
I'm saying?
Not
with the heels though, like a regular Croc. You were like, or just like to run to the store, or to go to the beach, or like something like that.
Maybe this is a Walmart special.
the high heel, like where are you wearing that?
Well, and so I started kind of going through because I thought, oh, I'm not. And then you know, there's that sheer panic because I was like, oh, so that's a thing, right?
Right,
light bulb went off, and I clicked on it. And then I had that sheer sense of panic because I thought, oh shit, I just clicked on a sponsored ad on Facebook. Life's about to get real. You know, like now I'm going to be inundated with Croc shit and I fucking hate Crocs and this is not how I want to live my best life. And, you know, is by scrolling past Crocs in different forms and whatever. And so I started looking at some of the comments, and what I didn't know is that this went viral. So high heel Crocs went viral and sold out on the website immediately. Like they're on back order right now.
I don't believe you.
And everybody in the comments was like, who's wearing this? Again, like just what you said, what are you wearing it for? One girl did the only sensible type answer that I got was, how perfect for our bridesmaid dresses. And I thought, is that the statement you're, I mean, granted, you maybe you're comfortable, okay, and you got a heel, so you're, I just still, I don't, is
like,
that what you
want to
wear?
Do you work for Crocs, so, like, this is part of your wedding?
But you've sold out, like, this
I can't
is, and
it.
I, and so I started thinking about it, and I thought, okay, well, maybe this is more kind of like, you know, and you and I've had this discussion, and ladies and gentlemen, she actually wore her fanny pack today.
Oh, yeah.
She brought her fanny pack. We've had discussions in the past about fanny packs, and I thought, maybe this is one of those situations where it's kind of like the fanny pack. You either love it or you hate it.
Okay.
It's
I can see that. Yep.
And I feel like the Crocs are the Nickelback and the Sheryl Crow of shoes, right? Like the majority of people hate them, but they continue to be famous. And
gotcha.
And
yep. I'm on board.
And it's like either you love to hate them or you hate to love them. And I just don't want either. Like, I don't want Crocs in my life. But so I was very upset that these existed. And again, I thought, okay, well, maybe, you know, if you're dressing up and you walk a lot during your job and you're trying to be a little bit dressier.
Not on board with.
Because then even again, if you're in one of those jobs like restaurant, hospital, anything like that, you should probably have, you shouldn't have an open toe. You should have some kind of sock on. You can't wear socks with Crocs.
No.
So your foot's sliding right out of the shoe. It just makes zero sense to me.
I mean, in any situation that you're wearing any kind of heel, it's not like,
You're unbalanced. And it's not comfortable. I have people all the time at work, they're like, how can you wear those heels? Bitch, please. This is how I live my life. Like, I will walk around to the days of the earth because I do not want to become the age where I have to wear a sensible
shoe. But you could wear heel Crocs.
No, I could not. I could not, because my foot would slide right out
and I would fall down and injure myself.
And so then, so I was very upset with that. And then, of course, how social media works is, you know, again, I clicked on that. And the very next day, I saw a sponsored ad for UGG sandals.
Now they're just getting wacky.
UGG sandals. And I thought, okay, UGG boots. I understand the UGG boot. Like, I kind of get...
Yeah.
I don't have them. I don't own them. I don't want them. I don't want my foot sweat in there. It's
for
it's basic bitches at Starbucks. That's fine. Yeah. So, UGG sandals has fur on them. Again, a very non-practical shoe.
What?
Where are you wearing your... And it's a flip-flop. It looks like a flip-flop, but there's, like, fur on the front.
I think that is really... I mean, maybe in both cases, that's really just people want to have that brand. Because I have seen that UGG is branching out. They're doing, like, bedding now.
Oh.
And everything. I've seen a couple ads for that.
Okay.
So I think it's people are just like, I love this brand. And they want everything that brand.
Like Joey in that Friends episode where he did a Porsche for you.
Like everything he wears
was Porsche. Yeah. I think he had
Porsche.
A fanny pack.
Yes.
I think he had a fanny pack.
And then a Porsche fanny pack. Goddamn. All right.
Nice.
But
awesome.
So, and I mean, it's just one of those. So I started looking at the UGG sandals and then I was talking to my boyfriend about it a little bit and he informed me. I didn't know. Maybe you knew this.
I don't know.
Men wear UGGs.
I have seen men in UGGs, yes.
Ryan Seacrest is an UGG wearer.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not either. Ben Affleck.
Oh, boy.
UGG wearer.
He can't be. He's Batman.
I'm Batman. In UGGs. My feet are very warm.
Yes.
So there's that. And then he was trying to tell me that apparently there's a lot of football players out there as well. Like Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for Green Bay, like wears UGGs to practice. And I just, it's kind of like that whole Tom Brady thing. Like every time Tom Brady would show up, he had on like designer to the nine.
Yeah.
Weird suits on. He looked like a soccer mom dropping his kids off.
Like, do you think like the thing with like the high-heeled Crocs, it's like... They just want, this is really bad, but they just want to wear like a trashy brand. So they just like dress like.
I feel like the people that normally wear Crocs are super excited that there's now a dress option because I've seen people wear the ballerina slipper. Crocs actually makes like a ballerina slipper.
Okay, and it
now,
doesn't
like
have
a flat.
Like the holes in it or whatever.
No, and
yeah,
it has
that.
You can do a little Mary
or,
Jane with the strap across. And it still has the little Croc symbol on the side. It's kind of like the eyes I got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really do think it's the brand. I do.
Yeah.
I think you're right as far as it. Because, you know, you look at stuff like Yeezy wear, like Kanye West and has his own line. And I don't know if you've seen any of that I'm going to call it shit. It's just, sorry, Kanye. I still like your music. I really do. But it's got holes in it. Like, okay. It looks like a moth got a hold of it.
Oh, I know what you're
like
talking about.
Like, it's a t-shirt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's a Hanes t-shirt.
Okay, but are now
that
we
looks
falling
like a moth
in,
got a hold of
but
it.
But are we now falling into the trap, like, with the generation above us who are saying, well, you got holes in your jeans.
Right, did you buy those yourself? And that's where it becomes cyclical. And I'm just like, what is happening? Like, as somebody who, yes, I'm 40, but I feel like I'm still very young and
sure.
kind of hip, maybe,
right.
to what's out there. Again, I listen
I would
to
say
Kanye.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, but I also like my daddy by nature. But I feel like we're just getting into that, you know, oh, the kids these days, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
and, you know, I'm sure that's the way our parents felt about our fanny packs and our
right.
overalls. Remember
right.
the overall craze that
right.
came about, you
right.
know, and I refuse to succumb to the Croc heel. The Crocs, period. I refuse to succumb to
you
Crocs,
on that.
Period.
If
so.
You ever find yourself wanting a pair of Crocs, give me a call.
I won't. I won't ever. My friend took me. There was a Croc outlet mall once.
Oh.
And I don't know what state we were in or why we were there, but she really wanted, I think she was looking for her kids. And it was bins.
Oh,
of
my goodness.
Just Crocs.
You're like, my nightmare.
It was my nightmare. Like, it was almost like Legos. Like, you had bins of, like, here's a bunch of blue ones, and here's a bunch of pink ones, and here's a bunch of yellow ones. And you just shuffled through trying to find some eights and some sevens.
Oh, my gosh.
And here's the kids' side. And they had some fancy bougie ones hanging on the wall, but... And
Designer Crocs.
And I do apologize to our audience because I did not look to see what the cost of them was. Maybe
oh,
I'll
the
do that
heels.
While...
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll look and see. I don't know what the cost of a regular Croc is. I don't want to know.
No.
I don't want to
no.
know. I don't want to know what you people are spending on Crocs. There are sensible shoes out there
right.
that do not require that don't say dishwasher safe on the bottom. So, obviously, I'm heated about
that
it.
That might be a whole other foot odor issue that you might want to deal with.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
If you need shoes that you can dishwash.
Oh, that's so disgusting. You know people that wear Crocs have stinky feet, too.
Oh, well, I can just put them in the dishwasher.
Well, no, because you can't when I'm sitting next to you at the ballpark, sir. Where's your New Balance? Come on. Get your head out of your ass. So, I'm obviously heated about it. For those of you that love your Crocs, I'm not trying to Croc shame you.
if we catch you in the heels, though, I don't know.
Seriously. I think this is kind of like last week with the goat yoga. Like, if any of you out there have purchased Croc heels, please maybe let us know. What event you've worn them to and
yeah.
how it went
I would
over.
Like to know definitely where you're wearing
did you receive compliments
these.
On them or
yeah.
what have you, but...
Probably not, a lot of questions.
Yeah, so, I mean, my first thing would have to be, like, Crocs. Like, why is that even a thing? But really, Croc heels?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
So that's a thing.
It pains me. Like, it's... So, okay, Molly, calm me down. What do you have for us?
All right. Mine is definitely not as frustrating, but it is super bougie.
Hey, I love bougie.
What I found for this week is actually something that was brought to my attention on... I was just watching like a travel show or something like that or a cooking show.
Okay.
And it is designer ice.
Ice.
Ice. Like
I'm
going to
eat
your drink.
Ice.
Oh. For your drink. Designer ice.
I love me some good ice.
Yes. Well, this might be right up your alley then. Okay. Well, what I came across, I found two different companies
okay.
that actually make designer ice. Basically, what this first company is, I would call them Glass Luxury Ice, but it's G-L-A-C-E with the...
Glace. G-L-A-C-E. Glace?
But it has the two dots over the A. I don't remember what that
Glass
was.
Glace?
Yeah, maybe. No, that would be over the E.
Oh,
that'd be over the E. But it's G-L-A-C-E, Glace Luxury Ice.
Okay.
And their claim with their ice is that they have minimum dilution and maximum cooling. Which I kind of get. And they make it.
I didn't know that ice, there was
and they
science
like, and it
around.
Like takes longer for it to melt the way that they do it.
Oh.
Which I actually thought was kind of cool. Because if I am drinking a drink and then you get down like, and you have like a quarter
right.
of it left,
right.
it's like, part of that is water.
Right.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You
kind of mix it up. It's diluted now.
Yeah, and you kind of mix it up.
It's like warm beer.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't drink it fast.
Right.
You're wasting
so,
it.
So, like, exactly. I kind of get that, you know, and they're saying, like, they're making this ice from, like, water that doesn't have any, like, chemicals or, like, because, you know, some you can just, like, ice out of the tap that you put in, like, the ice cube trays
sure.
that has, you know, iron and things like that
sure.
in it that you wouldn't
sure.
want to. And unless you're making your ice out of, like, filtered water.
So how else am I going to get my vitamins and ice?
Yeah, right.
Come on. Are we going to have iron ice now?
Yeah, that's like one of their claims is that they,
okay.
you know.
It's from Fiji.
And that,
sure.
that it's pure water with
sure.
all, with taking out all of the chemicals that could come with your ice.
Oh, my.
The one good thing about that I found about this that was nice was that a portion of their proceeds go to improving drinking water projects
okay.
worldwide.
Okay. Okay.
So I thought that was really
helpful
cool.
People.
It's not like uber bougie where
sure.
they're just keeping all the good ice
right,
for themselves.
Right. No, no. They're actually doing good in the world.
Yes.
Okay. I can respect glasses. Glace or whatever.
Yeah. And they have cubes and spheres.
Oh.
And they cut them from a giant block of ice.
Oh. Hand cut ice.
Yes. Now, so you can buy a pouch of 5 classic Mariko spheres, so just 5 balls of ice, for $325. $325.
You want a Crocs or you want ice?
I think we're at different spectrums of.
I mean, is this ice cut off this black by blind nuns? Like.
It's like the purity of the water that it's being made from.
There is nothing
and
that pure.
And the fact that it's like takes longer for it to melt. You have like no dilution. Like when you're like, I think they mean it for like cocktails.
Sure.
So if like, you know, you're drinking some expensive liquor,
right.
You're not, water's not getting
See,
added to
I will
it.
Never be at that level where I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but
no.
this bottle of whiskey.
I need a glass of ice.
Yeah, like I can't have it melting in my
right. Now, also they also offer a Tudor Luxury Ice Club. For $1,100
sure,
annually,
sure. Okay,
you can get.
Is this like ice to deliver to your door?
Yes, and
$1,100, eh?
Annually, yes.
Okay,
I think probably like a pouch a month.
A lot of photographs.
Yes. Yes. So it like comes in like it almost looks like. It's like it's
like
a pouch
ice of the month
with
club.
Like yeah, it's like a pouch that has like a Ziploc at the top and it comes like
How
that.
How are we mailing this though?
They probably have to like
dry ice.
Yeah, dry. I wonder if that is.
That's probably
like
pure
that.
Too.
Yeah.
That's what you're paying
so,
for.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I get it like, and I get why people are buying it.
Right.
I myself, I could never manage. I couldn't imagine paying $325 for 5 cubes of ice.
No, and that's like some Williams Sonoma catalog bougie
yeah.
shit where they're like, here's 5 marshmallows for
yeah.
$39.95. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's just, because it's melty. Now, I can understand if they were, because I've seen where they have like those spherical balls, they're like steel and they get super cold.
Yes.
And you can, it's like an ice replacement.
Yes. And and like I was looking through like some stuff on Amazon and everything,
mm-hmm.
and you can make your own.
Those big balls.
You can make those.
Like
they
with
have
that big ball in it.
Yeah, and they have like silicone like molds that you could buy,
okay.
so you can make them yourself.
Yeah, you can make
and
your
maybe
own
you could
ice.
Use. Like fancy water.
Just Brita.
Yeah.
Brita
there
in a mold.
Yeah, there
we
you go.
We can start our own damn business.
All right,
what are we wasting our time
yeah,
with this podcast?
Forget
for?
The
we
podcast.
Can be
we're going
ice
to
right
designer ice for sure. All right, so that's that one. The other one I came across actually was really cool, and
okay.
I don't think I would buy them, but I would definitely like love to have a drink with one of these cubes in it. They're called Disco Cubes. Right? Disco cubes were created by...
Like
and it's actually
a soundtrack now all of a sudden.
Right, right.
You
I actually
be dancing. Yeah.
Actually, on the website, there is a thing you can go to that has tracks.
Nice.
Like, it's this girl Her name is Leslie Kirchhoff, and this is actually brand new. In 2018,
ooh,
she just in LA. She just started the Disco Cubes company, and what she does is she creates and shoots, like, with a camera, unique frozen works of art for brands, events, restaurants, etc.
Okay.
So what she does is she will take a cube of ice, and however she makes them, she will form the ice around, let's say, like a flower or some herbs,
oh,
or like tiny little vegetables,
oh,
or she will you can get like a logo imprinted, oh, like suspended in the ice cube.
Oh,
like, so you could get like for a party or something, yeah, a business party, you could get your logo like suspended inside of the cube.
Fun.
Yes, they're
so
really
cool.
So
that's a thing, ice cubes.
Yeah. They're really cool. Now you can like the one,
but so when it melts it just floats in your drink,
right,
then.
And like the flowers, and the flowers are all edible flowers.
Sure.
So like it's not like
adding a little
weird
flavor, maybe.
Yeah, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
So like you can get like a sphere with like herbs or edible flowers. Those are $6 a cube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
you can
that's
get
totally
one
better than
with
$3.25 for five.
Yeah. Element, it just says element in the center is like generally edible flowers, which is $10 a cube.
Ooh, okay.
The ones with the logos, or you could do like, if you're getting married, you could get like, you know, your the letter of your last name,
bougie,
or whatever. Yeah, bougie. Those are $11.
Because you know what I would do with that? I'd be like, oh, look, this ice cube has their initials on it. Chomp, chomp,
yeah,
chomp.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd be like, oh, I chipped my tooth on.
But like, they're really pretty.
Yeah, oh,
they're,
I'm sure.
They're very pretty. Like, this is no like cheesy outfit this girl's got,
no,
going on here.
I honestly thought you were going to say, when you said disco ice, I thought it had like sparkles in it and like,
I'm
lit
sure you
up
could do
in
that
your cup.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, so you just had a party in your glass kind of thing.
Yeah, no, this, I mean, I'm sure you could get ones with sparkles in them.
I just trademarked that too for any of you out there. That's ours. So,
totally.
Hashtag ours.
Totally.
So.
Yeah, and then they also have like, you can buy them like in bulk, I guess. Like for 18 cubes, it's like $120, $200,
oh,
$300, $400. Yeah. The 12. Okay, you can get 144 cubes for
$1,200.
$1,200. $1,200,
okay,
for 144
so
cubes.
So if I go to get married,
mm-hmm,
I can. I'm gonna have to disinvite.
Yep.
Number 145.
Yep. Or they just have a warm drink.
Or they don't get bougie ice. Oh, those decisions.
But they, I,
what
like,
do I do?
Mean, artistically, like, they're really, really pretty.
Sure.
Like,
oh, I'm sure it takes her time to put that together.
Oh, and there's also something on here. It's called a punch sphere. So it looks like it's half of it is made from, like, punch, like, that you drink.
Oh.
And the other half is ice. And that's, it's big. I would say about the size of a softball, maybe.
Okay.
And that's $40.
And that just kind of melts, like... Well, that's the thing we did in the day, remember, for, like, all the baby showers.
Yeah, yeah.
Had, like, the tub of...
The punch with, like, the stuff in it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
so now this is, like, a fancy...
Which I heard thing a while back, and I don't know that they've done it, but I heard a while back that Starbucks was actually making ice cubes out of their coffee.
Oh, okay.
So that for their, not frozen drinks, but for their, like, iced mochas and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah
that, you could pay an extra, like, $1 or $2 and get it with coffee.
So it doesn't
ice
get
cubes
watered down.
So it doesn't get watered down.
Mm-hmm.
It probably just gets a lot stronger.
Yeah, probably. Your last couple sips were like, zing! But, yeah, hers, and I was like, I think she's, like, 26 years old. Like,